It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Turns out the small businesses impacted by construction along the rail route aren't seeing the help they had hoped to see from the city. On the line today, Civil Beat's Natanya Friedheim. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So what prompted you to take a closer look at this issue?
Well, I attended the April City Council Budget Committee meeting where the council decided to add a line item into the budget that says, properties affected by rail construction can have this opportunity to apply for $2 million in property tax breaks. And it's sort of in the back of my mind, I always wondered, well, what happened to that? And there was particularly one testifier at the meeting who she claimed that the effects of construction had blocked access to her restaurant. And as a result, 7 months after construction started, or I think it was 11 months, she had to close her restaurant. So I decided to look in, it's been 6 months or 7 months of the fiscal year. And I wanted to know if anything had been done with that that opportunity for businesses.
And so what was the upshot?
So the upshot, I'm sorry, but like, what do you mean when you say upshot?
Well, if the city council was hoping to provide some relief to businesses along that area, it obviously wasn't working.
Right, right. So what ended up happening with the money is the council said, okay, the city's Department of Budget and Fiscal Service needs to figure out a way to distribute this these funds. And in fact, the tax breaks don't actually give the Department of Budget and Fiscal Services cash to hand out to these businesses, right? It's an opportunity for businesses to pay less or landowners to pay less on their taxes. So a couple things came up. First, the administration opposes this method of using tax breaks to subsidize businesses. So as Councilmember Joey Manahan put it, the department wasn't very keen on moving on this line item. And then another issue was that even if they did give property tax breaks to the landowner, a lot of businesses that lease the property wouldn't necessarily see any benefit from that. I spoke with one business owner of a restaurant in Waipahu, famous for their deep-fried manapua, who said, he doesn't imagine any landlord would actually let that benefit trickle down to the business leasing the property and the employees. So that was another issue. And there's also no mechanism that we have in Honolulu to allow businesses to apply for the funds. So like other cities, Los Angeles, Seattle once had a program that actually distributed grants to businesses. And there are certain criteria businesses have to follow. They have to be a small business, which means under 25 employees, and they have to prove revenue losses.
Right.
Honolulu doesn't currently have that kind of system.
Well, it sounds like the city really needs to tweak what they're doing. But thank you for joining us. That was reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim with today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat.